main path of the river in the 14th century.
That's what I said, that's what formed this lake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The
you
river,
told, yeah,
the
you
river would form this lake.
So you were right. I just wondered about
this
it.
This used to be a fishing resort. Oh, they was telling me about back in the, before the flood. Right after the flood, right after that, this guy was telling me about how he used to, I thought it was good fishing in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
But since the, before that, he said it was way more than what it is now. Then. But it's dead. It's nothing this lake here now. No
well,
fishing.
Good for now, same boat, riding, skiing.
Summertime.
No fish.
Yep.
No fish at all.
Do you ski?
They ski.
They can?
Yeah,
me. Good, great. I didn't learn to ski until I was about 15, I guess.
I just learned last year.
That's good.
15
now.
One of my cousins bought a boat.
Ben learned how to ski.
Yeah.
He just learned how to ski a run last year.
I've got up on him one time about 50 yards and I don't even track. I got up the first time I tried.
Hey, that's good.
But I didn't go far.
We got a little, a cousin down there got a little girl, 5 years old, she's skiing. He bought him a boat last summer and he already taught her how to ski. 5 years old.
Yeah. When you used to fish, what did you fish in those, what kind of boats?
We call them battos.
Batto?
Yeah. Little flat bottom boats. Then we used to have what we call a skiff. That'd be a V-shaped boat. That was their way of going to town.
Cross over?
The rowboat. That's right. They used to have a boat with about 5 or 6 different sections. You know, you have 4 different seats. Then the 2 in the middle, you'd have oars and it paddled with 2 different people. See, one man would pull 2 oars, the other behind him pulling 2, and they'd carry that thing right on across the lake.
Huh. And y'all could carry what you needed?
Yeah.
Well, shoot, come to think of it, it'd be a lot quicker than going all the way up
there.
Yeah,
well, it's not far, though. It's not but 7 miles. But that ferry boat, see, that was big. It was a big boat. It just had a Dodge motor in it. Just a big steel hull with a wood roof on it. I've crossed that lake many times with dangers.
Now, was there any way, was there any sort of place on the river back there? In other words, a place where boats would stop and freight would be unloaded?
Yeah, that was up Luna.
It was called?
Luna Landing.
That's Luna was on the river?
Yeah. Luna Landing, that's where you'd go up and catch the ferry to go across to Greenville.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to you. You mentioned that on the tape. Now, do you ever get any characters drifting in here from there? Come through? Or?
No. But it used to be years ago, but not now.
Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Coming in?
Oh, me?
Hey, dude.
Did you bingo? Yes, son. You're about your height. How tall are you? 6'1"?
6'7". I played basketball when I was a kid, and I had to give it up. Folks, there were other folks that could jump higher and run faster.
Oh,
so,
gosh, well, you've got the height to play basketball.
Did you win at bingo?
I did.
You
in
did?
8 numbers.
Would
I was
you?
The second one, to, they call it second game, I was the second one to win.
Were it 5
numbers?
Years?
Uh-huh.
Right on.
This old?
You about to win jackpot?
Huh?
You like a cup of coffee?
No.
Coke?
I'd love a glass of water if that'd be okay with you. That'd be very nice.
I'm about a Coke?
No, I had a Coke earlier today. I tried to limit myself.
You want a highball?
No. I had a couple last night with these folks I was at. I've got to tell you, I should. Well, I wanted to ask you about the names you'd have for folks. So people like that, you say they were a little bit, what? People who kind of had their own way of doing things.
Yeah. I don't know which way you're referring to. I mean, that hurt.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. Would your father ever have any dealings with people that, you know, were you, when you were younger, have any dealings with people that were just a little bit out of the ordinary?
You mean snobby?
Well, not that way. You know, folks might say, oh, well, Ms. So-and-so's lived in that old house by herself for 50 years now since her husband died. She's just a little bit, she's kind of...
Yeah.